Next up, I believe we'll bring in Emily Farr from Manomet Conservation Sciences. Good afternoon, Emily. I mean, Ms. Farr, welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, good afternoon, Senator Tepler, Representative Hepler, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I want to thank you for the opportunity to introduce the organization I work for. My name is Emily Farr, and I'm the Senior Fisheries Program Manager at Manomet Conservation Sciences. If you're not familiar with Manomet, we're a nonprofit founded in 1969 in Plymouth, Massachusetts, originally operating as a bird observatory, but have since expanded into many different sectors, including fisheries. Our work spans the entire Western Hemisphere, but our fisheries work specifically focuses on the Gulf of Maine, an area experiencing immense and unprecedented change. Our fisheries office is based out of Brunswick, and we're a small team of four living here in Maine and working to promote resilient and productive coastal ecosystems and communities through applied science and community engagement. And we work in partnership with coastal communities, fishers, and other industry stakeholders to co-develop climate change adaptation strategies that build greater social, ecological, and economic resilience. We have a pretty broad portfolio of projects that we're working on, but the glue that really connects all of our work is starting from a place of listening to fishing industry members and coastal communities about the challenges that they're facing, and the things that they're seeing in their day-to-day lives. And we bring expertise in coastal ecosystem restoration, fishery science and management, and climate change adaptation, among other things. And together with industry members and communities, we co-develop strategies to build greater resilience. Some of the work we're doing, a few examples, include diversifying fisheries resources through the development of fisheries for emerging and invasive species like green crabs and more recently blue crabs, exploring new aquaculture techniques and species, supporting restoration and harvesting of river herring, a sea-run species that connects coastal and inland food webs. We also conduct species and habitat monitoring in coastal ecosystems to help us understand how they're changing. And we lead and support numerous efforts to strengthen shellfish co-management and enhance shellfish resources across the coast. Most recently, we've begun working to understand the impacts of sea level rise on intertidal habitat, shellfish resources, and harvester livelihoods. Sea level rise will have very important jurisdictional implications for shellfish management since municipalities have jurisdiction to manage their fishery down to mean low water, which will change as mean low water changes. And until we started hearing this concern from harvesters and digging into this topic, there wasn't a lot of work going on in this area. We have many other projects that are focused on increasing resilience in Maine's fisheries and coastal communities, but for the sake of time, I'll end here and just want to say that we're here as a resource for this committee. We're a non-advocacy organization, so we don't advocate for any particular piece of legislation. But we hope that you all will feel free to reach out to us as you're considering the bills before you in this session. And we're more than happy to provide expertise on issues that fall within our scope of work. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Farr. Any questions from the committee for Ms. Farr of Manomet? Yes, Rep. Hepler.
I'm competing with Representative Thorne. Hi. Maybe this is an opportunity, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but Marissa sent me a notification about a green crab workshop that you all are doing at the Fishermen's Forum, and I plan to send that to the entire committee, but I haven't yet. But do you remember when that is, other than Thursday?
Yeah, it's Thursday. I want to say so Thursday at the Fisherman's Forum, February 27th is Shellfish Focus Day. We'll be giving a presentation on the sea level rise work that I just mentioned. We'll have a panel. And then the green crab session, I believe, will be right after that, focused on the green crab fishery. So I want to say it starts around 10.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not sure of the exact time, but it's in the
Okay.
morning, mid-morning.
Yeah, I'll make sure to send that to everybody who's interested. Thanks.
Any other questions for Ms. Farr? Okay, seeing none, thank you for introducing yourself and your organization.